How's it going there? Welcome along to the Best Of podcast, where we bring you all the highlights from the past week on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. It's 5 days in 20 minutes for you to enjoy when you have some time to yourself. So off you go on a walk or a little drive somewhere, or go for a run, or just lie back in that bed and have a listen. 20 minutes. Lots of fun stuff on the way with the likes of some national school pupils from Wexford chatting about why we should or shouldn't be eating our veg and telling us what their favourite inventions are as well. Then in Giftgrove, we headed for the People's Republic of Cork to hold open auditions to find the voice for the proposed new light railway system in the city. And King of the Brexiteers, Nigel Farage, shows us why his milkshake brings all the levers to the yard. There's also my chat with a third generation pudding maker who received very high praise from a world-renowned food writer. And she was over the moon. And so were we. Now, I presume you've heard all about Nigel Farage and the milkshake and all the business and the whole hashtag milkshake gate over in the UK during the week. The Brexit Party leader was soaked when a milkshake was thrown at him, and he had to take cover on his bus a few days later in fear he'd be attacked again. So Giftgrub channeled its inner Kelis, and we're going to Scunthorpe live on ISDN, whatever it's called these days. Nigel, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, things are in some mess over there. I was just saying Theresa May's going to... You're laughing.
Well, good morning, Mr. Dempsey. And let's get one bloody thing straight, shall we? Do you know, Britain doesn't like Europe. Europe doesn't like Britain. That's as plain as the nose on my face. So let's move on and give Britain what she wants, which is Brexit.
Right. Well, I think Nigel, it's much more nuanced and complicated than that.
You see, that's the problem right there, do you see? Nuanced. French word used by unelected, pampered, self-entitled, meddling bureaucrats in Brussels. Right. When I was a young lad, nobody said nuanced. Now every Tom, Dick and Harry is nuanced this, nuanced that. Rubbish! Right. What happened to good old-fashioned British words? Crumpet, pork scratchings, how's your father? Knackered.
But like, you mentioned Europe. Europe doesn't like the UK or whatever. Why would Europe hate you? They want you to stay. They keep going on about it.
Balderdash. Look, the evidence is everywhere. Look at Eurovision. Britain came last. The greatest musical country in the world came last. This is the same country that gave the world Shaken Stevens, Agadoo, Captain Sensible. Now, we need to get back to being Captain Sensible, push pineapple, shake a tree, and once it's all done, let's get pissed.
Okay. Well, it is Thursday, I suppose. We've got a tweet in there from...
9 o'clock.
We've got a tweet in from Elrita, at Elrita Bone. She says... Yep. Nigel, any chance you'd do milk? It was a milkshake by Kellis. Milkshake. Yeah. Well, I saw that on the telly, the milkshake thing, yeah.
At Elrita Boat, I'd be delighted. So I'd be delighted to do anything for the UK that can help.
So you're going to do milkshake?
Of course,
the
I'll Kellis do it.
Song. Okay.
This is for the UK.
Hey. Oh, lovely.
My milkshake brings all the Brits to the yard. And far right, it's better than yours. Far right, it's better than yours. I will teach you when we're in charge. My milkshake brings all the Brits to the yard. Far right is better than yours. Far right is better than yours. I will teach you when we're in charge. You want it, Britain. The thing that makes me...
This is good.
All the Brits go crazy. Sunderland, Scunthorpe. They lose their minds the way I wind. Tomorrow's time, la la, la la, leave. Warm it up, la la, la la, leave. The boys are waiting, la la, la la, leave. Stoke it up, la la, la la, leave. We Brits are leaving. Milkshake brings all the Brits to the yard.
We'll leave. Thank you, Nigel. Fantastic.
Right. It's better than yours.
He's done that. Whoa. He's really into it, isn't he? Today FM. During the week, we spotted a tweet that was making a lady in Tipperary very happy. Imagine a celebrity chef endorsing one of your products. Well, that's exactly what happened to our Maureen. We've also got Maureen Byrne on the line. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Very good. You're a happy woman, I'd say, are you?
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. Not every day you get a tweet like that from a...
So you got Nigella Lawson, of all people, tweeted about your black puddings.
That's right. Yes, she sent a lovely tweet yesterday just saying how much she enjoyed it and that she had some eggs for her breakfast yesterday morning. So
Very nice. So, and I'm just looking at the tweet. It says, "Oh, it's Inch House. That's your at Inch House is your Twitter handle. I've just had your black pudding with fried egg and smoky red pepper sauce. I can just imagine her saying this. Yeah, and yes, it's as good as at Gastro Gaze told me it was. What a joy! Thank you. That's some endorsement. Because I mean, when people like that, it's like the Delia Smith effect. You know, when she says everybody should be eating avocados, suddenly they start selling, kind of running out of avocados. So, what's so special about Inch House pudding?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a very, very simple recipe. It's actually my grandmother's recipe. We're based here in Templemore in County Tipperary. Mm-hmm. Really simple. We make it with, it's quite different. Most puddings nowadays that you see on the shelf are all made with powder blood. So we actually make ours with fresh blood.
Right.
And it's pig's blood. We make it to order in small batches. You won't find us everywhere, but you will find us in selected restaurants and shops around the country. And it's actually a simple recipe that's handed on from generation to generation, mother to daughter usually. That's the way it works in our family anyway.
Very good. So there is a list of stockists nationwide on inchhousepudding.ie. I'd love to taste that now, to be honest with you. And now if Nigella is saying it's good stuff, you know, it's good.
It's mighty, and it happened completely by accident. It's through a food chat on Twitter. Yeah. I don't have a budget. I'm self-employed. There's only just me and another girl part-time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's great to get the little bit of exposure on social media, and then that happened by accident. So through the Patrick and Russell in the Gastro Gaze, they're food bloggers.
Excellent. Listen, and I did read somewhere last year that black pudding is actually very good for you as well. So I'm just
super. Yeah, it's a superfood when you eat it with the made correctly. It's actually a superfood. It's loads of iron, loads of protein, and we make ours with Irish oats and Irish pork.
Today FM. Did you hear about the new Lewis-like rail system they're getting? The National Transport Authority announced the proposal during the week. So Gift Grub took a trip down south to find out who would be the perfect candidate to voice the onboard announcements. Cork Metropolitan Area Transport Strategy proposes to build a light rail network running between Ballincollig to Mahon and all that business, which is great. So we could, just for the moment, because it doesn't have a name, we'll call it the new Lewis. So the new Lewis in Cork, it's going to need a voice. So we've come down here to do some auditions to see who could be the voice that tells people where the next stop is and, you know, all the kind of, the doors are opening and all that kind of business. So there was some talk that I might actually be asked to do it. But we've got some authentic Cork voices here to audition as well. So I'm delighted to welcome them into the studio. Roy Keane is here.
How's it going?
Hi, Roy. How are you doing?
How's it going?
Very good. Thank you very much.
You were asked to do it?
Well, I put myself forward. I thought that it would
be... You put yourself forward?
Yeah.
A typical Dublin lad. All credit to imposters. Yeah. What would you be doing the voice for the Cork Lewis for?
Well, I mean, I have, I suppose, a neutral voice that,
it's a Dublin voice.
Yeah, but people come from all over the world.
You don't hear me going up to Diggs Lane, going around doing Stevie Wonder ads, do you? The last thing we need is some langer down from Dublin telling Cork people where to get off.
Right. That's true, I suppose. Okay. Well, fair enough. Well, do you want to have a go then?
Yeah, okay. Have you got the bell or the tenor?
No, but this is just, I mean, it's initial stages that, you know...
Sorry, what? Initial stages?
Initial stages? Just pretend, imagine, suspension of disbelief.
What am I supposed to do with my voice?
if you put your hands up,
Sorry, what kind of a train operation is this? The announcer's meant to put their hand over their mouth.
No.
Okay, right.
I'll try. Okay, so this. Imagine you're the announcer for the new train system.
Okay. Hello. Attention, please. This train is stopping at all stations. Knocknaheeny, Mayfield, Toker, Ballyfihan, terminating in Belgoolie at the end of the day. Passengers with notions, please disembark at Wilson, Douglas or Montanotti. Thank you.
Very good.
Okay.
Sitting beside you there, Rog.
How's it going?
How are you doing? Can you do the hand over the mouth thing as well?
Yeah.
You're going to give it a lash. Okay. So, Rog, off you go there.
Attention, please. This is the 8:12 train to Glanmire. I don't think I've ever been as excited as I am right now.
About going to Glanmire.
Passengers are reminded that smoking is, what's that word?
Bad for you.
No, prohibited.
All right.
On all train services, ticket checks are an aberration. please have your ticket ready for inspection. Sorry, I resign before I start.
Sean Og is there as well. Sean Og, hey, all the sports guys are here. Hey, you'll be good now. Can you do the handover?
I love it, like, you know, but you know, I mean, like, you know, not an easy, like, the job. Like, yeah, but, okay, like, you know.
The train may have kept going by the time you. Yeah.
Passengers, all moment, like, you know, stand well back, like, well back, like, you know, not that just clock, no, the platform, no, Jesus, no, they're, like, over there, like, Fiji, Fermanagh, no, the platform, no, it's not going to Fiji. It's going to Bishopstown, Carrigan Line, seats, like, they're not for feet, like, they're not for feet, like, but, you know, don't put your feet, like, you know, on. Like, no.
Sean, thank you so much for trying to. Okay. We've got all this recorded, so you know the powers that be. Ah, John Creedon is here as well.
Good morning,
John.
You.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Now I think we're onto something here. Now, yeah, give us a go. Do you want to do the handover? You could probably just do it without that. We can imagine it with the handover.
Welcome to Cork, Lewis.
Oh, lovely.
This train,
velvet.
This train will depart in 2 minutes, don't you know? But first, here's one from Blind Willie, Alabama, One-Armed Bob. This is called My Black Magic Walrus.
thank you very much. What? Who? Leo? He's not. No, thanks, lads. Thanks for... Oh, he's on the phone. Okay. Leo?
Good morning, Ian.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
This is great news for the people of Cork, and I'm delighted to announce that myself and Owen Murphy will actually be at the Patrick Street stop of this new rapid transit system for Cork this morning. We'll be giving out free Nature Valley bars and quinoa smoothies for early risers, because I know that the Cork people get up very early in the morning. So we're very excited. Yeah. We'll see you at St. Patrick Street.
Yeah, Leo, sorry, this isn't going to happen for another 10 years. This is just a plan. You do know that, don't you?
Just stand at the stop a little longer then, but what's
the best before day on those Nature Valley things?
Yeah, okay, we'll see you down here, Ian.
Look, see you, bye-bye. Oh, and listen, I don't know, John Spillane, are you going for the audition? Oh no, you're doing the ad for it, are you?
Ian, I don't need to go for the audition.
John Spillane, the legend that is John Spillane. You've actually done an ad for this.
I've done an ad.
Yeah, is it brilliant?
It's brilliant. Listen to the ad. Everybody in Cork, they're in traffic right now. They're picturing Lewis, this train.
Okay.
I know we'll come up with a better name than Lewis. Yeah. We have to. Yeah. Cork, it's brilliant.
Yeah, and is there music to start it off with?
Of course there's music.
Oh, let's have the music.
Picture yourself on a crowded train, nowhere near Inchidonny Beach, surrounded by thousands of brilliant langers. Hipsters from the Huguenot Quarter, mixing with a fella with a bag of Dino's chips, stinking out the whole carriage. While another sweaty fella from Ballincollig, with garlic breath and a plastic bag, furtively looks in your direction. Lewis Cork, give us a langy down the panna, boy.
JFM. Gorgeous.
Inflection.
Intellectuals.
1050, that is money. That is cash. That's the jackpot. 1050. We're only looking for two of the voices. If you get both of them right, the first one and the third one, okay?
Gorgeous.
Inflection.
Intellectuals.
Inflection is gone. That's Louis Thoreau. We're looking for the first one and the third one. Any ideas, we'll open those lines for you tomorrow at 7:25 on Today FM. So be sure to tune in. Give us a call. I know people have ideas in their head. You know, you might be right. You might say, oh no, that's stupid. Everybody's going to laugh at me. Nobody's going to laugh at you. Everybody else is getting it wrong as well. So join us. If you get one of them right, by the way, you don't get the cash. We're going to send you out a breakfast show bonus, an exclusive one. But if you get both of them right, we'll give you 1,050 tomorrow morning.
Gorgeous.
Inflection.
Intellectuals.
There you are now. Today FM. Now, in Shauna's latest school run, she headed to Wexford to ask pupils if they eat their greens and to tell us their favourite inventions. Okay, so Enniscorthy, County Wexford. Beautiful County Wexford, beautiful Enniscorthy. On the latest trip to our primary school, Shauna, you went to the St. Aidan's Primary School.
I did.
In Enniscorthy. Lovely people.
Sunny said
they've sent in a load of cards, haven't they?
They did. A big bundle of thank you cards, all homemade, and they're fabulous. And if you ever wanted to see what you look like, I mean, they've drawn a lovely picture of me and they've got it pretty good.
They are beautiful. Great work went into all
really
of that.
Really great.
Yeah. So, what did you talk to them about?
So, I asked them about the recent research that said that telling children that vegetables will make them grow big and tall really makes them eat their vegetables. I asked them, is that true? Does it make them eat their vegetables? And the responses were varied.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't eat them anyway. No, the only one who I like is the white stuff.
Cauliflower.
Lovely. Maybe when I was younger I would have ate them because I would have believed it.
Yes, but now... No, not really.
I don't eat vegetables. The only vegetables I eat is spuds. So.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't like vegetables.
Well, I believe it. I don't think it makes you eat your vegetables. I think most parents have to bribe you into doing something.
Yeah.
But I like vegetables, so I don't really mind.
I love my greens.
And do you think it'll make you grow big and strong?
Yeah.
Yeah. And would that have encouraged you to eat them?
Yeah. It would make you taller a little bit, but, like, it wouldn't really, like, make you stronger. You'd have to, like, work out in the gym to get strong.
True for you, but that's it. You know, it's kind of a combination of the two, isn't it?
It's
balance.
It's your vegetables.
My young fella now, my eldest, Shane Dempsey, who I think you've met from time to time.
I have, from time to time, yeah.
Shane, he used to be mad about broccoli.
Right.
He loved the broccoli.
Right.
And that's very good for you, isn't it, the broccoli?
It's full of iron, I think.
Yeah.
I'm like, full of iron, I think. Yeah. It's very good for you.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's mad, isn't it?
But I couldn't put broccoli in my mouth.
Could you not?
No.
Really?
Absolutely hated it when I was younger. I've come to love it now, though.
What about onions?
Love onions,
yeah.
Do you know what the one I don't like?
What?
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms?
Ah, get away.
Why?
Brains. They look like and feel like brains.
Stop,
no,
stop
it's the texture.
Anyway, so obviously the people who are talking about vegetables and trying to sell them and trying to get people to buy them, they need to do a bit of a PR job for the kids.
Maybe
make
so.
Make it more interesting,
yes.
You know. And what else do you ask them about?
Well, Wi-Fi was recently named as the greatest invention of the last 25 years. So I wanted to see if the kids had the same idea and what their own personal favourite invention from the last 25 years was.
I say the internet. Because half of the world probably can't live without it.
And what does it bring us every day?
Google and communication with people.
A microwave.
Yeah, very good. And what do you like about the microwave?
That, like, you can heat noodles and stuff up in it.
PlayStations, because you can really play any game on it that you want that's on the device and you can play with your friends online.
I probably think, well... Cars, really.
Yeah.
Because, well, like, it travels faster and it's a lot more relaxing because you can listen to the radio in cars.
My trampoline.
Okay. And how long ago do you think that the trampoline was invented?
23 years ago, probably.
23 years ago.
Probably
wow.
Not much longer than that.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thank you very much to everybody down in Ennis Gorthy in St. Aidan's Primary School. And thanks again to Ms. Redmond and all the children down there. You know the invention I think that somebody should try and come up with?
Go on.
One of the guys mentioned there, the microwave.
Yeah.
The reverse of the microwave. So in other words, the microwave now makes things hot.
So if it's too hot?
So no, but something that you can, basically you get a kind of a tepid glass of water and you put it into this microwave reverse
and it
makes it really cold or
iced.
That's
a great idea. I would do that now with a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant.
Or
yeah.
If you want to chill something out or you want to, you know, something's a bit
That's too a great cool. idea.
Thanks very much.
Get on it.
Thank you.
TM.
That's it for this week's Best Of podcast. And remember, you can get in touch with The Breakfast Show anytime you like by emailing us on guess what? Yeah, you're right. Very good. Breakfast@todayfm.com. Breakfast@todayfm.com. We'd love to hear from you. Have a good one. We will chat to you soon.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Renault.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. on Today FM.